오늘 은혜 받으실 말씀은 요한복음 4장 24절 말씀입니다.
God is the Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 11,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in the local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service via the internet, GCN viewers, and children of Sunday school. Today is the Feast of Harvest Sunday. Feast of Harvest is a festivity in which the sons of Israel harvest wheat or barley and give thanksgiving the fruits, the first fruit to God. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God, who let us bear abundant fruits in spirit and body in the first half of this year, and also protecting us like the apple of His eye. How thankful have you been in the first half of this year? Especially from January till today, there have been many reasons for thanksgiving. David said in Psalm 40, verse 5, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count." This is the confession we should make as well. How many are the miracles, signs, and wonders that God has performed in our lives? And how many and how great are God's thoughts, in other words, His providence toward us? If we understand this, we cannot help but be thankful. Brothers and sisters, who will be happier, the one who is thankful in all things or the other who is not as thankful? Of course, it's the one who gives thanks very much. And there is a secret in giving thanks a lot. It's to be changed by the truth as His children, so as to understand the heart of God, who is Spirit. The more we understand Father God's heart, the more we understand the goodwill and love of the Father toward us, and thereby becoming more thankful. In a coming leadership conference, the title is what? The title? The power. What is the power? I don't think you can understand it correctly, but in this leadership conference, you will learn it. The power is just manifesting signs and wonders? No, that's not it. Or reviving the dead, making the blind see? No, that's not it. Other than that, the power belonging to Father God is enormous. And you will learn them. And at the same time, you want to become the servant of God's power, or workers of God's power, and women members and male members of God's power. You should be. That's why you have to learn it and master it and do it. If you manifest the power, it's an amazing blessing. Other than this church, there is no other churches where God's power is manifested. Father God said that there is none. There can't be. As you learn what the power is, then you will understand why. Well, in the past, I was wondering, who is the servant of God's power? I was looking for it all over the world, along with the elder Vin, but I haven't found none. I found even pastor who manifests strength, God's strength. But if once you have the power of God, what a blessing it is. You will understand Father God's goodwill and love, and you will act by His will. Nothing is impossible. Whatever you desire and pray, you'll be done by the power of God. Say, you are not going to be weak. You can't be healthy all the time. Not a single germ or disease come to you. You have to diligently enter sanctification, enter spirit and the Holy Spirit. Through leadership conference this time, I hope you can find as will guide you to the way to receive the power. So you should receive it. Once you receive the power, you will be healthy. You'll be healthy. If you pray for the sick people, those sick people will be healthy. The dead will come back to life. Autism can be healed. And on top of that, you will receive financial blessing abundantly. As much as you want, as much as you pray. Now, wow, I will receive blessing as much as I pray, right? Well, if you want to make someone receive a financial blessing, you have to make him worthy to receive blessing, just as I do, through messages, through sermons. You know, I make you ready vessel. Then once you become the vessel, you can receive blessing as much as you want. That's why your tithe has been increased, as well as in the church finance, right? Other than that, you know, there is nothing impossible by the power of God. Revival of your church, family evangelization, everything is possible. It can change your heart too. So you desire this power of God. You should, right? So this kind of power of God, you will learn it. You will learn how to get to it. So you have to attend the leadership conference and receive blessing. Once you receive the power and become the workers of God's power, you have to go out to the world and you have to do the world mission. The time is not far. It's very near. It will be soon. Instantly, the time will come. It will be done like that. So you have to wait for it, and I'm waiting for it. And you have to long for it, waiting for it. In this message, I'll introduce to you three characteristics of those who are thankful based on the example of David's life. May this message be life to you, so that you can live a happy life full of thanksgiving. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Well, once you receive the power of God, there is one more good thing. You can rejuvenate. I mean, you can become young. Now you apply so many makeup on. You don't need to, right? You know, if you just do just a light in the base in the makeup, you will look happy. You will look young. You will have no wrinkles on your face. And you will have milky white skin. Now, once I receive the power of recreation, I'll be like that. My face will change. And I will be prettier, younger. Since it is the providence of Father God, you will be surely done. So once you come, if you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, it can happen. But once you receive the power of God, you will completely change. So you don't need to, you know, buy so many cosmetics and makeups and put it on. And you will be happy and healthy and strong. So you will live a life with, you know, impossible thing. I mean, there is no impossible. So attend the conference well and learn how to receive the power. What is the power? This is how I can receive the power. I can become the worker or elder or deacon or a servant of God's power. You have to make up your mind during the conference. So may this message be alive to you, so that you can live a happy life full of thanksgiving. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, those who give thanks, first of all, believe that God the Father gives them only the best things. Father God gives you only the best thing. People misunderstand here. Father God is fearsome God, scary God, God of punishment. Many people misunderstand like this. However, Father God is love itself. He gives only the good things, since He is the love of God Himself. So, if Father God punishes you all the time, I mean, if Father God gives you blessing all the time, you will receive, you will give glorify all the time. But why don't you receive it? The fault lies with you. Even though Father God gives it to you, you don't receive it. Why you don't receive it? Well, you will learn it during the conference, throughout the conference. They believe that God the Father gives them only the best things. Now, you have to believe this. You have to know it and believe it. Now, who Father God is, you have to learn it and believe Him. He gives only the best things. After all, this means they believe the heart of the Father God is goodness and love itself. Father God is goodness itself. He is love itself. God gives us the best things for each of us during the course of our lives. I'm sure you all felt this goodness and love of the Father. Just as parents express their love to their children, God also expresses His goodness and love toward His children that fill His heart fully. The parents, let's say a mother loves her children. However, it cannot be compared with the love the Father God gives to us. No matter how much, you know, a mother loves her child, you know, she can just, you know, care her baby and say, I love you, with lips only. But, you know, she cannot heal her child when the child is sick. She cannot solve that problem. She just, you know, does it with lips. However, once you know the love of Father God, Father God loves you. And once you understand this love, you will be thrilled. I believe you experienced it during the Feast of Spirit. They felt like their hearts got exploded. That's the love of Father God. That love makes you like that. It makes you thrilled. It's a good thrill, I could say. Since you are too much loved in the bosom of Father God, you cannot stop crying. You will live like that when you go to heaven, in the love of Father God. So can you imagine how happy and beautiful heaven is? Just as parents express their love to their children, God also expresses His goodness and love toward His children that fills His heart fully. The testimonies you have are the evidence of it. Of course, why do I spend my years in tears? Well, I have to make up my mind not to cry. But when I'm alone, I spend hours in tears. That's why I always carry, you know, tissues beside me. I'm in my room, you know, in every corner or every place, I can find those tissues. In my living room, in my, you know, library, in my book. Because I cry all the time. I have to wipe my tears. And I have to, you know, blow my nose all the time. Because of tears. So I can find tissues everywhere. In my prayer house, I put in the 4 tissues. And then 20 of them are everywhere in the room. Why? Because I miss my Father so much. I love Father God so much. Whenever I think of Father God, I cry. You know, just as in Mrs. Bonlim Lee prays, you know, she cannot you know, control herself because of tears, right? That's how much I love Father God and the Lord. And then, do you love Father God like this? I believe you love Him from time to time, but you cannot stop crying. when you call on to Father God, your heart is moved. Our Lord, well, I love my Father God more than the Lord, but the Lord is the same. The testimonies you have are the evidence of it. Of course, when you have weak faith, you sometimes might not believe that God is giving you only the best. Especially, you might feel that way. If you may feel that if blessings don't come to you in the way you expected. But if you try to understand God's love and goodness, you will still believe that God is your Father who gives you only the best things and give Him thanks. So even if you face disasters or trials, you can give thanks constantly. If you can do that, I mean, people misunderstand you, you're persecuted. Even in that situation, if you give thanks without change, you should be like that. This was the case with David. David was anointed as the next king when he was just a young man tending the flock. Did he prosper all the time from then on? No. The reality he had to face was that he was wrongfully accused as a traitor, and he was on the run in the wilderness and in other countries. In the face of threat to his life, he even had to pretend to be crazy. While seeking food for his people, he was also severely mocked by a rude man like Nabal. Once he saved the inhabitants of Keilah from the Philistines, but they informed Saul of his whereabouts. He helped them, but he was betrayed. So Saul, you know, chased after him. There is a whistleblower all the time, wherever. In culture, in politics, in science, I mean, in church as well. But in this church, it's very rare to find such one, such people, because you have been purified and cleansed. It's rare to find evil. However, there is almost none in the whistleblowers. However, there is one who can betray. It's hard to find, but chances are that there might be, maybe, who can betray. Once he saved the inhabitants of Keilah from the Philistines, but they informed Saul of his whereabouts. David was betrayed, and once he was, his own men who were following him tried to stone him to death. So, did David complain against God? No. Rather, while he was going through so many years of trials, he left behind so many beautiful psalms that are loved by countless people. Many of you remember Psalm 23, and it is one of the most beautiful. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. You memorized this in Psalm 23, right? I mean, among Christians, there is no Christians who don't know about this psalm. David praised God day and night, no matter what the circumstance was, and God gave him the best thing after all. That is, God gave him the whole nation of Israel. God let him become the king who was loved by God and the people, and to whom the neighboring countries brought tributes. Brothers and sisters, what is the best thing that God wants to give to each of you? It is the prosperity of your soul. There might be some trials along the way. However, trials are only a step toward blessings that let you cultivate sincere heart and perfect faith. Therefore, I hope you will believe in God who gives you to you only the best, not only when you receive healing and blessings, but also in difficulties. And not only when things are going well, but also when it seems your desires are not granted. You should never complain or resent the situation, but you should try to understand why God has allowed you the circumstances in which you find yourself. For the more, you should give thanks from the depths of your heart. This kind of act is an act of faith, to earnestly seek God who is Spirit. Then, just as God gave David victory, and just as it has always been the case in the history of Manmin, He will give you the rain after drought and show you the clear sky after heavy rain. He recovers and heals hopeless people like Lazarus who had been dead and entombed. He plentifully fills the empty container of flour and jar of oil. Above all else, He let us cast away sins and evil quickly and become His true children. Let's say, if your jar of flour and oil is overflowing, are you becoming like that? You're not yet? What is the power? Even though you don't correctly understand what it is, you may say that it's just manifesting signs and wonders and making dead revive, and that's not the only things. The power contains more ideas. Changing weather, moving typhoons and wind, adjusting temperatures, stopping typhoons, all these things, all these are in the power. Adjusting the temperature, lowering or, hiring and increasing, hurricanes and typhoons, germs and diseases, all those, by the power of God, it can be controlled, even deadly viruses. Other than that, change the man is the greatest power. Changing evil into goodness, that's the biggest power. All this kind of power is in God, and you will learn it. When you learn it, you can become the worker and servant of God's power. You have to know how to get it, how to get there, and you can become such a great man. So He recovers, heals hopeless people like Lazarus, who has been dead and entombed. You can do that too. You can do this. You can make your life full of blessing. But why is not happening to you? Because you don't obey. Well, Father God has been giving overflowing blessing so that, I can help people, I can do mission works. He made me nothing short. You can become like that. You can give and help the poor. You can do that. You can help missions. But why don't you do that? You don't live by the word of God, that's why. Well, I live by the word of God. Well, you think you are now, however, the 66 books of the Bible, let's say, get rid of it something, then did you get rid of it? Don't do these things. Do you keep them all? Do them. Do you do them all? Keep them. Do you keep them all? These four things, so simple. If you keep them all, these four things, you will be blessed. It's not complex. It's so simple. Get rid of it. Do it. Don't do it. Keep it. Then you keep it. You keep the commandments. You don't do it. You don't steal. You don't get jealousy. You don't hate. Do it. Pray. Love. You just do, Father God, what Father God told you to do. Why is it so difficult? It's so easy, so easy. But you don't do that. That's why you don't receive blessing. Of course you are receiving blessing, but I'm talking about blessing overflowing, pressing down, shaking together, running over. That kind of blessing I mean. Once you keep all those things with the heart of Father God, understanding His good will, then you can receive all those blessings from Father God. Father God will give you blessing, such an overflowing blessing. But you don't do that, even though it is so easy. So throughout the conference, even if you make up your mind and to do something, you change your mind, right? So you don't accomplish it. You don't achieve it. Let's say, I wanna lose my weight. Well, some people, you know, lose weight very hard. But in the middle, you give up, right? It's hard to find those who keep it. You know, let's say your child makes up his mind to go to good college. I will wake up at this time and I will study this long and I will exercise and I will go to bed. Even though your child makes up mind and plans a week later, 3 days later, he betrays. He changes his mind. If you can keep it, if you can keep your mind and heart, there's nothing you cannot achieve, you cannot do. Above all else, He lets us cast away sins and evil quickly and become His true children. But, you know, you harbor ill feelings and you cannot even control your ill feelings. You have evil in you. You cannot control it. You cannot get rid of hot temper. You know, you continue to drink. You know, you cannot even keep the Sabbath day holy. You don't give full tithe. I'm not talking about those, you know, who do it completely. Those who completely keep them are receiving, you know, very good blessing. They don't face disasters. They don't get sick. So that's the blessing itself. So because they are healthy. They live by the word of God. And just as Father God said, there is storehouse in heaven, oven filled. And Father God even said that He would be tested on this. Well, give tithe and test me on this, whether I would not fill your warehouse in heaven. And Father God truly works like that, but since you don't believe it, you don't do it. It is the word of Father God. You steal what belongs to Father God. Naturally, you cannot receive blessing. You complain. All you have to do is just to give Father God abundantly. So elders, why don't you obey God with joyful heart and see whether you are healthy and you are blessed. No matter what, Father God will bless you. Let's say, if you're all too old, then Father God will bless your children and make you blessed. I hope you will believe in this fact and give thanks to our Father God who gives us only good things in every matter. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who give thanks in all this, secondly, believe that God's thoughts are higher than theirs. Father God's thought is higher than this. Isaiah 55 verse 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It's natural, right? 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man." God cannot possibly have any foolishness. It just means God's wisdom is beyond any comparison with human wisdom. For example, in doing a certain work, a man who has physical limits can see only one way of doing the work. However, God, who is spirit, can see two, three, or four ways, or more, or better than the first method. A man can foresee a meter away, but Father God can foresee far, far away. There is no limit. For example, in doing a certain work, a man who has physical limits can see only one way of doing the work. However, God who is spirit can see two, three, or four ways or more that are better than the first method. Those who believe in this God will acknowledge the fact that their idea might be different from God's. Also, even if God leads them to a way that they never expected, they still give thanks. They don't complain and say, this way looks better and this method seems better. But why does God say they are not? They don't say like this. They don't complain like this. It was the case with David. David wanted to build a temple and dedicate it to God. He said, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within tent curtains. He was very sorry that he was living in a palace while the ark of God didn't have a proper place to be housed. How lovely is his heart. But God's will was different. Through prophet Nathan, God let him know that after his death, the temple would be built by his son Solomon. The reason was that as a soldier, David caused too much bloodshed in numerous battles. Also, God knew that Solomon's time was the best time to build the temple. And how did David react to it? He didn't resent God's decision, nor did he try to go against God's will and say, I have the wealth and power to do it. Why wouldn't God let me do it? He was wealthy. He had the power. Gold, cedar, and all those materials. David could have built it. However, Father God let it be built by Solomon, and David obeyed it. Through the inspiration of the Spirit, God let me know the confession of David's heart that he offered up to God at that time. It is also in my book, Tears. Let me introduce to you a part of it. Father, because I know Father's will, I do not insist upon my desires. I'm satisfied with the fact that the Father accepted my wish to offer a temple that contains my heart to my beloved Father. How much is the grace that the Father has given me? And how could I not understand the Father's heart and Father's will in it? The Father has always been fruitful to me, faithful to me. He is my Father who loved me and opened my way. Although he couldn't dedicate the temple, he prepared the materials for the construction as well as the organizations such as the choir and the voluntary workers for the temple. David was a spiritual child. He was good at strategies, but he still inquired of God for the minutest details. When he went against God's will without noticing it, he humbled himself and pretended, repented as soon as he realized it. And he then immediately turned from his ways in accordance with God's will. His humbleness didn't change even after he became the king and the nation became strong to enjoy great honor. He always sought the will of God. Psalm 25 verse 5 expresses this attitude of David very well. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all the day. David asked the will of God in whatever he did. So how is it with you? When you are in a low position in spirit and body, most of you easily admit that your will can be different from God's will. But as you become more experienced and your positions become higher, your heart is also lifted up. If you become a teacher or a leader, you are likely to become a spiritual adult. Rather than asking God's will all the time like David did, you think you know the will of God and insist upon your opinion. You know, as I do world mission, I experience this. There is God's will, and I inform my workers. But in the workers' idea, it's not so. You know, they got better idea. So they want to go to the west. When I tell them to go to the east, they got their thoughts. However, thankfully, my workers have never disobeyed me. Some, you know, complained behind my back, but they didn't betray. Well, elders of this church are so good elders. Why? Because from the start of this church, they never say no to me. No, it's wrong. No, it should be done like this. It's better. There has been no elder like this. Even though we have hundreds of elders, how thankful I am. So, we got, you know, no, I have no workers in the church who said no to me. Am I a dictator? No. There is no dictatorship in the church. However, nobody said no. Nobody has said no. Elders obeyed me. That's why you have become so many good elders entering spirit. So world mission, you know, there were countries stop me from coming. There was a nation who changed the law. But Father God told me to go there. So India and Pakistan, I went there. As I was there, they got anti-conversion law, and they had the law to imprison those in the converters. They threatened me like that, but I went there, so they were surprised. So at the airport, I mean, in India, the organization committee members, you know, told me, don't preach the gospel so strongly and mention Jesus Christ on the altar during the crusade. Don't ask people and just say, you know, I came here to bless your country. But I didn't go there to just bless them. I went there to preach the gospel and witness to the Jesus Christ, right? To reveal the glory of Father God, right? So that many people can convert to become Christians. That's why I went there. I didn't go there to just bless them, right? So from the first day, I preached about the gospel, who Jesus Christ is, who Father God is, even though there was anti-conversion law. However, my workers, you know, senior pastor, we have to be very careful because the law was changed. So there were police officers everywhere, fully armed. Otherwise, you know, we would be imprisoned or we have to pay the fine. So I think you have to think differently. I haven't found any worker who said like that. Otherwise, I would have been very sad. However, there was none. So just as Father God said, I obeyed, and you know the altar was so greatly, so huge built, right? Like more than 3 million people gathered, but there was no single accident. Not a single accident. Even though it rained a lot, millions of people gathered. Now, chances are the people would have gotten hurt, right? But since Father God worked, you know, nobody moved, nobody left. They just stood up, listening to my message. Even though there are so many light bulbs, not a single light bulb went out, even in strong wind and rain. Otherwise, you know, people would be hurt by the broken glasses. But it didn't happen. Almighty Father God worked like that. Only Father God could do that. protected even small light bulbs. So that so many people converted to Christians, gave glory to God. And the viewers on TV around that area and in that country came to the next day crusade. So I glorify Father God through the crusade. As workers obeyed me, I could do that. If they didn't obey, if they had not obeyed, if they had said, you know, it's quite, you know, awkward. Why don't you say, Justin, I bless your country? Well, I'm not sure. Probably I would have been shredded. Or would have some, I would have felt uneasy. However, nobody did that, and I conducted the crusade like that. Rather than asking God's will all the time like David did, you think you know the will of God and insist upon your opinion. Brothers and sisters, this church today was not made by man's will or wisdom. It was made only in the providence of Father God. From the time God called me as His servant and let me open the church, this church, there was hardly anything that was in agreement with man's thoughts. And yet, I was following the will of the Lord and not mine. And I always sought the will of God the Father. I didn't use my thought. I always followed God's will and obeyed it. Then some workers had a hard time. Why I should do that? You know, I heard such complaints in early 1980s. Of course, there is none nowadays, but 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there might be some. They didn't talk to me directly, but, you know, I was told that there are some people like that behind me. However, not nowadays, not a single one. They know the will and providence of other God, and they have experienced it. So once I say it's possible, then it is possible. They know it. So they say no directly. They say no. They don't say no to me. So I always sought the will of God the Father. Now, as I'm the leader of a global denomination that has 11,000 branch churches, have I changed my attitude? There's nothing that has been changed. God's will always come first. There were pastors went to Russia and other countries, right? And we got more branch churches, and more churches are waiting, and other, as well as, you know, associative churches. As they went to crusades, like so many people are changed, and our territory got enlarged, expanded. It is possible because the leader of the crusade obeys. That's why. I told them to do this, and they said amen and obeyed. Well, in this country, it's possible because they have a heart and hardened the heart. Their leader is quite in the heart. If they had said so, it would have been very difficult. But they didn't say so. They just said amen and obeyed. That's why all those crusades were possible. They just say amen, then even impossible become possible. So even those, you know, leaders who were against us later changed and became ours, took our side, and they started to cooperate. They can change like this, as in the case with this church all the time. So I need those who can obey, no matter where. Brothers and sisters, it was made only in the providence of God the Father. From the time God called me as His servant and let me open this church, there was hardly anything that was in agreement with man's thoughts. And yet, I always followed the will of the Lord and not mine. I always sought the will of God the Father. Now, even though there was heavy rain, and the weather forecaster said it would rain all the time, the Han River The people around the river should be careful. No, the people should not have tents near river, you know. There was a time like that, but we went to that place and we had camps and tents. The Han River reached the dangerous level, warning level. I think it was Han River. Even the weather forecast, weren't, we didn't care. We had tents over there. I said, don't worry. And there was one, who was a congressman. And I was there too. He visited us. Because his son was a middle school student. And he saw the weather forecast. And he worried about his son because it rained. It would be dangerous. So he worried and came to pick him up. But he went back home without his son as he saw me there. I think I was a pastor, right? He was relieved and he felt safe and came back, went back. I believe many of you have witnessed it. The rain, the river should not reach this level, otherwise it will overflow. It will be flooded. The Han River stopped at that level. And the Han River didn't go up. It should go up. Because the river should be flooded, but it didn't go up. It didn't. And then I started to deliver a message. And I measured the Han River started to go down. It was actually decreasing. It was amazing work. Even though it rained, the Han River should be increased and flooded. But where we were, it was decreased. So we felt safe and had summer retreat. And on the sky over the retreat, there were so many bright stars, no cloud at all. Those who came, who were there, are still here, right? Such works are taking place. Those works have taken place in this church, just as we prayed and believed. And in the future, He will do more. Weather, everything. It is done just as we pray, right? So all year long, whenever we have events, it does not rain. Such a good God, you should believe. Such good God, you should become people who can please Father God, and Father God will work for you. Your work, business, will be prosperous if you can please Father God. The impossible will become possible, and the impossible will become even more possible. So once you receive the power, you will become like that. And many of you will become will receive the power of God. And you can adjust and control them. Not only I can do that. That has 11,000 branch churches around the world. Have I changed my attitude? There's nothing changed. God's will always comes first. Of course, because God commanded me to act on my own to fulfill the providence of the end time, there are more things that I have to decide on my own. However, even for this, I'm only following the will of God. As for me personally, I find it much easier just to follow the guidance of the Father. Of course, if your fleshly natures or ego do not die away, and so if you have fleshly thoughts, it's something very difficult. But for those who deny themselves and are already ready to take the cross, it is the easiest thing in the world to follow the will of the Lord, which is the will of God the Father. Well, before year 2000, I just followed the will of God. by saying amen and yes since the start of this church. And before 2000, I was so happy to follow God's will. When Father God says, do this, then I just said amen and did that. It was so easy for me. I was so happy back then. It was full of thanks and joy in my heart. I lived like that. There was nothing impossible. I received an answer as I prayed. So in 1980s and 90s, 80s and 90s, as I prayed, I received answer. All impossible things became possible. And I told you to become like this, become like me. Do you remember? I just obeyed like that. Then one day, you do your own. I'll just support you, what you did, what you do. From the moment on, you know, a dilemma started. I would just want to obey and follow. All I have to do is just to follow what Father God told me to tells me to do. But He said, you know, I have to do on my own. So dilemma started. But our congregation want to do things on their own. If you just obey, it would be better, but you don't do that. If you had done, there is not a single member who would be, you know, wealthy now. But you don't do that. If I tell you to do this, then you don't do that. If I tell you don't do that, then you do that. According to your self-righteousness and frameworks, you do things on your own. That's why things are not prosperous. And you disobey the word of God. You know, you don't live by the truth. And you face disasters and accidents. If you had obeyed, nothing would be matter. As I said earlier, in any case, those who obey the word of God, not a single disease comes to them. There is no reason they face disasters. You are the witnesses. You experienced that the angels, you know, protected them. And the angels protected them so that they would escape from the accident. So you saw those angels. God is such God. God protects you because you are His children. Such a good God, you should believe and obey. Then Father God will be pleased. But why don't you obey and go to the west when Father God tells you to go to the east? Why do you do so? Even now, throughout the conference, change. And the one who only obeys, then you will become a very rich man. The secrets, I can tell you. All you have to do is just do this. Amen? Dilemma started, you know, when I had to do on my own. So they were, you know, justice that I have to fill up to be able to do on my own. I should be trained. And it wasn't easy. I lived my life only with obedience. But when I had to do on my own, it wasn't easy for me. There is a servant and master. Servant, all he has to do is just obey his master. But master tells him, you become the master and do your own. Then there will be a dilemma, right? For the slave, for the servant. You know, I had to go on the procedures like that. You know, Father, I don't want to do on my own. I just want to obey whatever you told me to do. Then through many providences, I realized that, you know, I have to do on my own. Otherwise, it could not be done. The Father God started to help me, and I was able to do so. Of course, if your fleshly natures or ego do not die away, and so if you have fleshly thoughts, it's something very difficult. But for those who deny themselves and are ready to take the cross, it is the easiest thing in the world to follow the will of the Lord, which is the will of God the Father. We can understand this just by considering the situation I'm in now. How good would it be if we can just evangelize the whole world and build the Canaan Sanctuary and Grand Sanctuary as quickly as possible? But as you see, I cannot see well, I cannot hear well, and I've lost my memory power. Should I complain about it? Or should I impatiently try to accomplish my own will? Never. Only seek the will of the Father. When you pastors, leaders, and layman members do your church duties, and also in your everyday life, seek the will of God, but not your own will. How should you seek God's will? You have to believe that God's thoughts are higher than yours, and you have to pay attention to the world, to the word of God and the voice of your shepherd. Also, you have to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit by praying at all times in spirit. In doing so, may God's will be beautifully accomplished in your lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters, those who give thanks in all things, third, obey the will of the Father God. Those who believe that God gives them the best things and His thoughts are higher than theirs, they will obey God's will once they learn what it is. It was the case with David. 1 Kings 15 verse 5 talks about the reason why God let the nation of Israel have the best times under David and Solomon. It says, because David did what was right in the sight of the Lord and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. Of course, we know that David thoroughly repented of taking Bathsheba and letting Uriah die, and he cast away the sinful nature of it, going through the punishment of God. Through this, God established David as a noble man in heaven who enjoys honor forever, as well as a famous and excellent king on this church, on this earth. Those of you who have experienced it must know how beautiful the fruit of obedience is. When you obey the Bible, when you obey the word of God, and when you obey the teaching of the shepherd, what was given to you? It was answers to prayers and blessings and your prosperity. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. In the second half of this year, there will be many areas from which you will harvest your fruits through obedience. For starters, we have the leadership conference and summer retreat. God the Father said, if you trust the 99% of justice filled up by the shepherd, and if your faith does not waver, that he will give you the answer. And furthermore, if you prepare for the time with true repentance, prayers, or fasting, he will definitely give you the answers to your prayers. Therefore, I hope you will receive the answer you desire through willful obedience and offer of thanksgiving. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you may always live a life full of thanksgiving. Let me conclude this message. Who do you think God was in David's life? For David, God the Father was the good God who was full of love and who gave him only good things. Also, the Lord God was the wise and great God who had many thoughts and great plans toward God, toward David, and who guided him personally. David loved his God so much that he always had to obey God's will. Now, who do you think David was to God? He was a man after God's heart. God fulfilled his plan through this David. And in the process of fulfilling his will, he always expressed his love for David. David lived a life full of thanksgiving, being able to offer up his praises to God even in the valley of the shadow of death. May you offer up the same kind of thanksgiving as those found in the Psalms. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I'll pray. Father God, thank you. Let this message become faith and life in them. Let our members be armed with this word and let them truly be able. Let them receive answers for whatever they ask for and their prayers. Father, thank you. Father, please work for them. Thank you. Father, I'll pray for the sick. Father, from many countries, about 63 people requested prayer. And there are hundreds of prayer requests. Because of time given, I cannot, list their name and pray for them. I will just pray for them wholly and give them blessing and healing works. Dubraska and Robert, let them be healed of last stage of stomach cancer. Bless Robert so that her sister Dolores could eat well. There are prayer requests for conception, diseases, all diseases and germs, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. From Australia, Bolivia, Honduras, Canada, India, Japan, Philippines, and China. So many people requested prayer. Father, please work on them. Please work on them. There is a special prayer request for gender change. Mukesh Venu of India, bless them so that their pregnant in the fetus can be turned into a daughter. Bless them so that their fetus can turn into a daughter. Even though we don't check it, if it is the will of the parents, let them receive answer. Father God, and there is a prayer request for gender change from China. Let the boy can turn into a girl when the baby is delivered. But please work on them. Father God, thank you. We give them the blessing of conception. All the diseases and germs, even though I don't list them because of time given, heal them. All those viewers, please be with me, bear with me. As Father God listens to my prayer, you will be healed. The breast cancer, all kinds of cancers, mental illness, all kinds of diseases and germs go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, there are prayer requests with pictures. Please lay your hands on them and heal them. There are prayer requests by InVictory viewers and readers and TBN Russia and viewers of Shubha Sandesh TV of India. There are hundreds of prayer requests. Please lay your hands on them and give them answer. Please be glorified. Father, thank you. All our congregation, from head to toe, every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them be healthy both in body, both spirit and body. Father, please give answer to their prayers of their hearts. Bless them, their family, the workplace and business. From head to toe, let them be healthy both in spirit and body. All the stage of cancer, all stages of cancer go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. May the light come. All skin diseases go away. Be cleansed. All kinds of brain-related problems and diseases. Let all of them be healed. May the light come. Be full of the Holy Spirit and be glorified, Father God. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.